Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome tonight for the, and I am your host tonight. I would like to, my name is Cindy LeBon, and so welcome. So I say, okay. So tonight I will be your Zoom host for this presentation. And Herbie Allen is your facilitator. The blind information technology specialist, BITS, a special affiliation of the American Council of Blind. I haven't memorized this yet. So for more information, please visit our website, www.bits-acb.org. There you will learn how to become a member and read more announcements about our programs, and it is open to everyone. You can also receive announcements of activities in your email by sending a blank. Sorry about this. So bits at dash announce plus subscribe at groups period IO. In addition, BITS members can download a recording of our roundtables and presentations and join our members only Facebook group and will be automatically subscribed to our discussion list. Annual dues are $20 at 10 for students, $250 for a life member, and $15 for an ACB life member. Please visit our website for further information. Okay, Herbie, it is all yours.
All right, thank you, Cindy. That was your first time reading that, so let's start by giving you a round of applause. All right. Very good. Very good.
I promise the next time it will be much better because I'll get a chance to rehearse.
All right. Well, I will make sure that you have all the other BITS events to host that are going to be occurring, but that's actually beyond my control. All right. Good evening, everybody. We're going to not so much quit the clowning around today because this is going to be a fun one, but we're going to have a, well, anyway. So I'm going to talk about voice recording apps for the iPhone, and we're going to focus on the internal one, voice memos, and then we're going to talk about some external apps, and we are going to talk about video recording as well, and why not? Because it does also record your voice, and if you just don't want to deal with external apps, there are some reasons why you might want to do the video recording aspect of the iPhone. So, first of all, let's start with an app that is as old as time. Well, it's definitely been on the iPhone from when I was just a youngin' playing on Chanel's iPhone 3GS. And that is Voice Memos. Oh boy, what a very interesting app that is. And it's kind of come a long ways from the early days, but not much has changed over the years. And it is, so let's talk about, first of all, why you might want to record yourself on the iPhone. There are a number of reasons. From the very basic, you need a way to quickly take down a number that you can refer to later on. Or perhaps you want to secretly record people and not have them know. I don't advocate for that, but there are ways to do it. And or you need to record a meeting. The iPhone, by the way, does work with external microphones as well, and they just usually work on the most apps by default. You plug them in and away you go. My one thing, though, I will tell you with voice memos is I find that it records at a lower volume when dealing with some external microphones than some of the external applications for the iPhone. So that's kind of why I actually, one reason why I got some external apps. So, with voice memos, there are some things that you can do that are going to affect your recording experience, and I'm going to show them to you. And we're actually not going to start with the voice memos app, but with the actual voice memos in settings.
1907. Your evening summary. Clubhouse. 6 minutes.
So let's see.
Social media
We've
posts.
lost
Voice
our
memos.
connection to where it's
Text.
going to come clearly through the computer. I'd like for this to work.
Music folder. OCR folder. Five apps.
Okay. I guess we can't always get what we want. But it should.
Page one of
There we
two.
go.
Adjustable
Okay.
characters.
Open settings.
Settings.
All right, so my settings are open now, and we're just gonna swipe right till we get to voice memos.
Air, white, blue, set, person, no, phone, screen, gen, control, dis, home, act, wall, see, face, immer, ex, battery, private, apps, wall, pass, mail, con, calendar, note, remind, free, voicemail, phone, voice
Ah, here we
memos,
go.
button.
Voice memos.
Allow voice.
Between freeform and phone.
Voice memos, heading. Allow voice memos to access, heading. Location, while using, button.
Location. This is an interesting one. Why would you want voice memos to access your location? Well, what it can actually do is voice memos can, when you make a recording, it can actually use the name of your location as how it names the recording. So if you're at home, it'll actually have a recording with your home address, but let's say then you're at school. And so that can be kind of cool, actually, so you know what the recording is that you did.
Siri and search button. Background app refresh off.
Do you want voice memos to be able to work in the background even when you have it closed? I don't really need it to, so I have it off. I don't know if that really affects the performance of the app one way or the other.
Cellular data on.
Cellular data. Why would you want voice memos to access cellular data? A very good reason, actually. It will do two things. So, voice memos is going to upload to the cloud. And so that's one thing it'll do while cellular data on. And then you can also share voice memos, and we'll talk about that in a second.
Voice memo settings, heading.
Voice memo settings.
Clear deleted, never button.
If you want to, you can have items in your deleted items folder, and you can have it delete or not.
Audio quality, lossless button.
Audio quality. There's two forms of
Compressed.
audio quality here.
Audio quality, heading. Compressed. Selected, lossless, selected.
Compressed or lossless, both are M4A formats. I like the lossless codec just so that nothing is lost, but by default it is set to the compressed 256. If space is a factor, you definitely want it on this. And if you're recording with the iPhone microphone, it probably doesn't really matter as much, but when dealing with like external microphones and stuff, you might prefer the lossless format.
Voice memos. Voice. Audio qual. Location-based naming. On.
Do you want it to do a location-based name? Otherwise, it's going to do a series of numbers with a recording, and it'll end with like the number 1, 2, 3, 4.
Location-based naming.
And it'll
On.
still do that with the location location-based naming as well. So that's it for the voice memo settings.
Setting. Closing settings. WhatsApp. Active.
And now let's actually open voice memos itself.
Home. Social folder.
Open voice memos.
Voice memos. Record button.
So right off the bat, I'm presented with a record button, and let's just take a look at the app here.
Record 8,650 wetness per L.
And it's now showing recordings that were made in my apartment.
Back, our back button.
And so what I'm seeing here are the list of files that it has currently in its thing, and it's called All Recordings.
All recordings. Heading. Edit button. Search. Search. Wednesbury LN2. Search. Edit. All back.
And if I
Back
go to the
button.
back button,
Back button. Edit. Dimmed. Voice. All recordings. Recently deleted. Toolbar. New folder. Button. New folder. Button.
so I can create a new folder and have files stored in here.
Voice. Edit. Dimmed. Edit. Voice memos. Heading. All
I
recordings.
want to go to all
Wednesbury.
recordings. Okay, so now let's actually show you the recording process here. So I'm going to go to the bottom of the file
Record.
and I'm
Button.
just going to record. One of the things I like about recording with this app is if you do not have a good way of doing an app demo, then using this app to record either your phone or picking up the audio from another source is a good way to go. It's still better if you can do another source, but it will pick up your voice over.
Sheet 8650, sheet grabber button.
Here now on my screen, I've got a sheet grabber. If I go to the bottom,
stop button.
I've got a stop button. If I flick to the left,
duration 35 seconds.
I can see how long I've been recording.
8650, sheet grabber button. Sheet
and
grabber.
It'll
button.
Show the name of the file that it's doing. And I can also do a two-finger double tap.
Record. Vertical scroll bar.
And that also stops the recording.
8000 all recording. Edit button. Search. Search 8600.
So it's going to put my latest recording at the top. I'm going to double tap that.
Text field. Cut menu item. 19. More actions. Track position. Edit.
And
button.
It brings up the file
recording.
Itself.
Voice memo.
So
I'll
here
edit. Search.
I can do
search
a couple
field.
Things.
Text field is editing. 8006 insertion
and
point at
I'm
start.
I'm going to change the name of the file in this edit field right here because
insertion
I don't
point
want to
characters.
Have my address. So now I
Braille
can
screen
name
input.
It to something
orientation
that I want.
Locked.
So let's call this
8650 TS space cap E M O portrait demo.
And now let's flip to the right.
19 12 more action. 19, 12.
So what it's
actions
telling me
available.
Here, I use a 24-hour time, but it's telling me the time of the recording. So if I have a bunch of recordings, these are some other clues to tell me what I might be looking for.
More actions. Button. Track position. 0 seconds of 49 seconds. Adjustable. Playback settings. Button. Rewind. 50. Play. Button. Fast forward. 15 seconds. Button.
So I can rewind or fast forward 15
actions available.
Seconds.
Delete. Button.
I can delete this.
Redmissbury LN2. Delete. Play.
And it's going to show me the other files too after this. So I'm just going to play it. One of the things I like about recording with this app is if you do not have a good way of doing an app demo, then using this app to record either your phone or picking up the audio from another source is a good way.
Fast
okay,
pause.
Shut up. Thank you. All right, let's go to our more actions
track position.
Here. What else
more
can
actions.
We do with this
button.
Recording?
Bits demo. Bit audio recording. Close. But copy. Button. Share. Button. Envision it. Button. Save to Dropbox. But edit recording. Button. Duplicate. Button. Favorite. Button. Move to folder. Button. New quick note. Button. Save to files. Button. Edit actions. Edit actions. But
so you can see I can do a number of things with this voice memos file. Maybe I want to save it to files because I'm going to edit it with another recording program. Or I might want to copy it to the clipboard and then paste it in like a text message. I can share it. I can favorite it. I can even edit the recording.
Move to
now,
folder.
Editing the
recording
favorite. Is not
duplicate.
Something I
button.
Really do much
edit
on
recording.
Voice memos.
Button.
But if we look
replace.
In here.
Button. Done. Button. Done. Fast forward. Fifth play. Rewind. Current waveform. 20.2 seconds. Adjustable. Trim. Button. Playback settings. Button.
I can trim it.
Duration. Fifth playback settings.
Oh, and let's
button.
Look at our
playback
settings.
Options. Heading. Close. Playback speed. Heading. Playback speed slider. 1x. Adjustable. Skip silence. Switch button. Off. Enhance recording. Switch button. Off. Enhance recording.
Well, let's enhance
on.
The recording and see what that
enhance
looks like.
Playback speed. Close. Button.
And now let's go back to our play button.
Sheet. Current. Replay. Fast. Play. Button.
You can do another source, but it will pick up your voice over. So here now on my screen, I've got a sheet grabber. If I go to the bottom. Okay, that kind of sounds strange. All right, so very good. And now if I want to delete this, which I
done.
Do.
But done. Button.
Let's go to our done
record.
Button.
Button. Record. Vertical scroll. 8,600. Edit. Search. Bits demo. Text field.
So you see I got my bits demo.
Track. Replay. Fat. Delete. But red. Delete. Button. Delete. 8,650 wetness.
And it's now gone to my deleted items folder, and I can always get it back from there if I want. Let's,
all recordings. Head. Voice
you.
Memos. Voice memo.
So let's go back a screen.
Read toolbar. New folder. Recently deleted. Toolbar. Recently deleted. Bits demo. 19, 12,
and I got my bits
duration,
demo.
Voice edit button, voice edit,
and
bits
if
demo,
I want to restore
8,006 bits demo, recover.
I can swipe up to recover.
Delete. Activate
or
default.
I can permanently
recover.
Delete it. So if I double tap and recover.
Alert. Recover recording. Cancel. Cancel. Recover recording button.
And now it's back in my main folder there. So voice memos is pretty cool. There's a lot of things you can use it for. Some cool things you can do with apps like voice memos and stuff. For instance, it's another way of sending voice messages to somebody. Like, if you don't like to use WhatsApp, for instance, to record messages or the built-in messages app, you could record a voice memo and then share, excuse me, share it via message to somebody or share it to WhatsApp or whatever, and they'll get it and they can play back the recording. Okay, that's great. But what if voice memos does not suit your needs? What recording apps are there that you could use if you want to see if there's anything else you can do with them? Well, let's take a look at a couple that I use. And probably, and another thing that voice memos is good about doing is you don't lose your recordings when you get a phone call.
1918.
It'll, I don't think it'll pick up where it left off. I think it just pauses it. But that I've had some apps in the past that were not very good with that type of thing. So one app that I use is called Recorder HQ Pro. It's about $5 in the App Store. And I liked it at the time because of some things it can do with an external microphone that I have. So let's take a look at this.
Braille screen input. Orientation locked. ECR. Portrait. Recorder. Settings. Button.
So you can see at the top it has settings.
Setting. Recorder HQ. Heading. Button. File list. Button. Stereo. WAV 16-bit. 48.0K.
So it can record in stereo if you have an external stereo source plugged in.
iPhone microphone. Minus 50 dB. Record. Button. Record. Button. A record player with.
And now I'm recording with this Just Press Record app. And I can record here just the same way as I can on voice memos. But what is really going to make it a little bit different is the settings and some of the things that you can do there that you cannot necessarily do with voice memos.
Recorder HQ button. File list. Stay. iPhone. Minus. Pause. Stop. Button.
So here I pause. Have an actual dedicated pause button if I want to use that. Or I can go right to the stop button.
Stop button. Alert. Please input file name. Text field is editing. 191954. Selected.
So this
character
one
mode.
Does a time-based file name, and right now it's set to where I have to actually change it if I want to.
System default button. Save button. Don't save button.
And here I have an option. If I realize that I don't want this recording, I can immediately not save it.
Q. Don't save. Button.
I do want to save this one, but
2000 audio recording 7.2023.05. Close. But Herbert's MacBook. Let's play Dice World.
And here,
close.
Because of how I have it currently set up, I can actually. I used to automatically designate files to go to Dropbox, and I've kind of played with some of the settings over here. I'm going to close this out.
Setting. Record button. File list. Button.
Let's go to
file,
my file
back
list.
To back, select, playlist. Edit. Button. Search. File. 2023. Toolbar.
Ah, would you?
File.
Thank you.
Select. Playlist. Edit. Button. Search. Search. File. 2023. File name. Toolbar. Play.
So
0 seconds.
So I double tapped on the file.
File name. 2023.05. Updated. About a minute. File size. 7.2 MB. Quality. 16 bits. 0 seconds played. Play position. 0 seconds. 0.38 seconds left. Toolbar. Repeat range select button. Rewind 5 seconds button.
So
adjustable.
Here's a 5 second interval, but.
Rewind 10, rewind 15 seconds, rewind 20 seconds, rewind 30 seconds.
Here I can adjust the rewind and fast forward settings to go as high.
Rewind 60 seconds, rewind 10 seconds, rewind,
60
rewind 10
seconds. So that's something you can't do with voice memos. So here you can go back through larger chunks.
Play, forward, tags, button. System capture. Toolbar, loop off, button. Change playing speed. 1x. Share button. Merge button. Dram button. Dram. But merge.
So merge if I want to merge with another file. Let's go to the play
system
button.
Capture. Tool. Forward 10. Play. 0.
Pause. Toolbar. Loop off. Button.
Record app. And this one now will do some interesting. It will not play through my mixer setup, but. Okay, you can stop, so. That is interesting. But here I do have some interesting options here with it. The thing, I can airplay it to another device. I have a volume control.
Change play, loop, so volume, toolbar, tags, four, play, re, 20, play, 14 seconds played. Quality, six, files, file.
All right,
file,
can I get out of here?
File.
All right, let's try closing this.
Closing recorder HQ, app switcher,
okay.
Voice memos, act, home, care, braille, e, o, s, o, d, no matching apps, r, o, s, e, r, five apps, one, o, e, s, o, o, d, portrait,
so now here's
recorder,
what makes
settings,
just press
button.
Record also very different in some ways, so let's take a look
settings,
at our settings.
Button, settings, default, prompt folder, default folder. System default button.
So you can set a default folder where things save.
Prompt folder after recording. Switch button off.
And you can have it prompt you if you don't want.
Email after recording button.
I can set it so that it emails me a copy of the recording right afterwards.
Source. System default button. Manual input volume. Switch button off. Monitor. Switch button off.
If I want to hear myself while recording, I think I could actually do this. I must admit I do not, so I've never really played with this.
Keep screen on in recording. Switch button off. Photo, switch button on. Tags, switch button off. Earphones remote control, switch button off. Audio output, built-in speaker button.
So let's see, can I change the
default.
Audio output?
Selected, built-in Bluetooth A2DP. Bluetooth, system default. Prompt share after recording, switch
okay,
button
let's see
on.
If that fixes my little problem there.
Magic tap on record screen button.
So, yep,
prompt
we'll
share
see.
File name auto generation. Switch channel, stereo, file format.
Okay, it lost
settings,
my focus
heading,
here.
Record, heading, sample, file format, settings, heading, setting, record, heading, sample rate, 48,000 hertz, button.
So here you can adjust the sample rate, so this is going to depend on how clear you want things to come out.
File format, WAV, button.
And here I can actually change the file format, so let's take a look at this.
File, CAF, AF, selected, WAV, M4A, MP3, MP3.
So maybe you are recording it like a podcast and you know you're immediately going to upload it and you're not going to do any editing. You might want to instead record in MP3 format so then you can just immediately have it upload to your thing. Most devices and programs are going to accept any file format you want. WAV is a deal for like when you want to do especially stereo recording because it you don't lose anything in the quality, but
file format
you
hitting set settings
you have
back
some,
button
a range of choices
set,
here
file for, bit depth 16 bit button
so you can do a bit depth of 20 16 or 24 bit and 24 bit that's really going to depend on your microphone and what setting you're going to use for that, but I find that 16 works fine.
Channel, stereo, button.
You can have it record in mono strictly or stereo.
File name auto generation. Prompt share after record. Prompt email after record. Source. System. Keep screen on in recording. Photo. Tags. Earphone. Audio. Mix with other. Playback. Mix with other app. Switch button. Off.
Mix with other app. I've not really played with
playback.
That.
Heading. Audio output, built-in speaker, number of loops, none, button, skip interval, 10s, button, speech to text, heading, language, system default, Apple Watch, heading, folder for watch, system default, button.
So there's an Apple Watch version of this.
File list, heading, order by, model, share, heading, use iCloud, switch button, off, Dropbox, switch button, on.
So I have mine saving directly to Dropbox, because that's what I use more than I use iCloud.
Google Drive, switch button, off.
And that's another advantage with to me, though, with this app, like in voice memos, if I want to access the file on a third part, a regular computer, I still have to go to the voice memos app. I have to go through an extra loop or two to get it, whereas This thing will automatically save where I tell it to.
OneDrive. Audio boom. Switch button. FTP. MP3. Heading. MP3 format. Startup. Heading. Touch ID on startup. Switch button. Off.
You can lock the app.
Always show recorder screen. Switch button. Off. Trash. Heading. Preservation days. 2 days. Button. Trash. Button. About. Heading. Tell a friend. Button.
And so a lot of little interesting things you can do for if you want some more advanced recording than voice memos.
Recorder. Closing recorder HQ.
Another app that I sometimes use is Just Press Record.
Social folder. And 8 apps. One new item.
The thing that I've liked about this app in the past, at least, it used to be good at picking up the stereo microphones on your on the iPhone itself and not having to use an external source. That has been a little bit iffy for me, but the thing that is also nice about it, it's a third-party app that has a simple interface, and it does also have Apple Watch support. So why don't we take a quick look at that? Open Just Press Record.
Just Press Record. Indexing iCloud Drive.
That's nice.
Progress, 0%. Recents, heading. Recents is currently empty. In Recents, you can tap the record button to start recording. Down arrow, tool, iPhone microphone, button, low, record, button, settings, button, tab bar, selected, Recents, tab, browse, tab, search, tab, watch, 5 of 5.
So you can see we've got a watch tab here.
Progress, 8%, index, progress, watch, heading, the microphone that's always with you. Just Press Record includes an Apple Watch app that gives you the freedom to record anywhere. Even when your iPhone microphone, button, look, record, button, settings, tab bar, settings,
so let's take
button,
a look at our settings.
Done. Audio, heading, input device, iPhone microphone, button, use stereo microphones, switch button, on. Custom audio settings, switch, file type, wave.wave, button, sample rate, 48 kilobit depth, 32 transcription language, heading.
So this one has a higher bit depth actually support than... getting in some geeky stuff here, but this one's a higher bit depth than Recorder HQ.
English,
Pro.
United States. Storage locate iCloud Drive button. Advanced button. Need help? Heading.
Here I can have it
storage location. Heading. iCloud Drive.
An iCloud
selected.
Drive.
iCloud Drive. On my iPhone. Legacy. In app. Legacy.
But I can't have it store anywhere else. It's limited to just either iCloud Drive or on the phone. Whereas Recorder HQ Pro, I had a lot more third-party storage options, so...
On my... Settings.
That being said, I think larger files do better uploading to iCloud Drive than Dropbox, so that's something to note, too.
Settings.
Especially on cell data. All right.
Just press record. The microphone, that's all. iPhone microphone. Record.
And I can record.
Stop recording.
Okay, no cute little tone on this one, but I can record, and I'm recording, and most of these will let me lock the screen, by the way.
Pause. Stop recording. Stop recording. 0. 13. Progress. 4. Indexing iCloud Drive.
Progress.
50%. 0. 19. Recording from iPhone microphone. Stereo. Pause recording. Button.
I thought I could.
0. 26.
Yeah, I can, so 26 seconds. Okay. So there you go. I can do that and
stop recording button.
We can stop the recording and okay, it does actually make a little cute little tone when you're recording.
Settings, tab bar, browse, tab, search, recents, tab, selected, recent, in prog, recent, file, 19, 30, 36, file.
And again,
play.
Like Recorder HQ Pro, it just does a number on the file.
Recents,
it does
hit
not
it. Play.
Do location based naming.
Play, but play. Pause.
Okay,
button.
No cute little tone on this one, but I can record, and I'm recording, and most of these will let me lock the screen, by the way. I can see my progress. I thought I could. And
yeah,
there
I can,
you go.
So 26 seconds. Okay.
And I can magic tap to pause it.
19.
So
30,
yeah, unlike
36.
Voice memos, unlike Recorder HQ Pro, it can actually record my voice in actual stereo. And that'll work on pretty much any iPhone from the XS and above. I want to say it goes to the 10R as well. So that would be a feature there. And the last app I'm going to show you is a very interesting app called Dolby On. And this is really more of a music app, but it's such a simple little app that I'm going to talk about it anyway. Open Dolby On.
Indexing iCloud Drive.
Let's see, did you work?
Progress, 92%.
No.
Social folder.
Okay.
Braille screen in Dolby. Opening Dolby On.
This is actually a free app. I really
Portrait
like
Dolby
it
On. Mic D.
for, again, a stereo mic setup because it can really enhance your sound. But this app can also do some very interesting things because that I'm going to show you that can really affect how your recordings turn out.
Metronome. Duration. Mic details. Button.
So we got mic details,
Metronome off.
metronome. I
Button.
don't use that.
Duration 0 seconds. Switch to video. Button.
I can switch to video recording if I want, and it'll still does not affect the mic quality.
Record audio.
And if I was in
Screen
video
curtain
mode, it
on.
would say record video.
Mic detail. Metronome. Switch to video. Record audio. Button. Start recording. An illustration of a white circle with a
Okay, I
white
am
circle
now
rounded on a pink
recording
background.
this
Stop
using
recording.
Dolby
Button. An
On.
illustration of the white circle.
And here I just have one option again, like with voice memos, the stop button.
Duration. Metronome. Off. Duration. 14 seconds. Stop
I
recording.
do not
Button.
have a
A pink
pause
circle with a white
button.
square in the center.
Yeah, that's nice. So I do not have a pause option. I only have a stop option.
Record audio. A pink record audio. Switch to mic. Metronome. Off. Settings. Button. Library. Button. Switch to live stream. Library. Button.
Okay, so with Dolby On, if you there are something ways you can live stream with it too. I've never really done much with this, but you there are ways you can live stream to YouTube and Facebook.
Switch. Record audio.
So
Library.
now let's go
Button.
to our library.
Edit. Button. Edit. Filter. Import. Button. Track 84. Recorded on Tuesday, May.
So notice this one, it has a totally different numbering system. So let's go to here.
Import. Track 84. Recorded on Tuesday, May 23rd. Duration, 27 seconds.
All right,
Recorded in lossless audio. Button.
so let's double tap this.
Back. Button. Track 8. Recorded in lossless audio. Recorded on Tuesday, May. Dolby. On. Enter full screen. Play. Button.
And now if I hit play. Okay, I am now recording this using Dolby On. And here I just have one option again, like with voice memos, the stop button. I do not have a pause button. Yeah, that's nice. So I do not have a pause option. I only have a stop option. So for those of you on the computer, you can tell that I was in full stereo there in a different way. It doesn't use the stereo mics, but it adds a stereo effect to your voice. And their design was for like people wanting to do it for music tracks or whatever, you know, that wanted that kind of effect. But I'm going to show you something pretty cool about this
Track
app.
84. Back.
What if I
Button.
don't like the sound? I want to make some adjustments.
Track re recorded on Dolby. On.
So first of all, I can turn off the Dolby effect if I want, and it would sound normal.
Enter full screen. But play. Button. Track position. 0 seconds of 27
I've
seconds.
got my track
Adjustable.
position.
Tools. Button.
But here I've got a tools option.
Tools. Style. Button. Track. Enter full screen. Track position. 0 seconds. Style. Button. Noise reduction. Button. Tone, button, boost, button, trim,
So let's
tone,
start with
noise
the
reduction,
tone, because
tone,
this will
button,
really show what I want to talk about.
Selected, tone,
So I'm going
close,
to
button,
now adjust.
track position, 0 seconds of 27 seconds, play, button,
Actually, I'm going to show
enter
you
full
something
screen,
else. So
enter full
one thing
screen,
this
button,
app, I'm going to do two things. Let's adjust the tone
track
here.
close, button, tone, accept, button, treble, zero, adjustable.
So I can adjust the treble, so let's make it really
One, two,
high.
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, mids, zero, bass, zero, one,
Oh,
two,
let's have some
four,
bass
five,
too while
six,
we're at it.
eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, bass, mid, treble, tone, close, button, track position, play, button.
Okay, I am now recording this using Dolby On, And
tone acceptance, treble 15, mids 0, treble speech off.
I do not have a pause button. Yeah, that's nice. So I do not have a pause option. I only have a stop option.
Except so the treble 14.
If you could probably remember 7, 8, what I sound 9, like 20, a minute ago, 20. I sound more bassy. I can accept it.
Accept.
I will.
Accept.
And you know what? I didn't like
style.
One button. Thing this app does is it actually starts by doing some noise reduction. I don't like that.
Noise reduction button.
So
selected.
I'm going to turn the noise reduction, close. Off.
Noise accept button. Noise reduction. OI 5 2 1 0 0. Turn up to reduce background noise. Turn zero.
Yeah,
noise accept button.
And I can
learn more.
Play it
close
again
button, track
by
position.
Hearing with,
play.
What it's going to sound like before I accept. Okay, I am now recording this using Dolby On. And here I just have one option again, like with voice memos, the stop button. Okay,
learn
good,
more.
Good.
Noise reduction. Accept. Noise. Accept.
But I do
accept.
Not have a pause button. Now,
style,
can I turn
button.
Off the Dolby
yeah,
effect
nice.
On this?
So
I do not have the changes. Well, let's take a look
selected.
At that. Let's take a
look style.
At our style first of
learn.
All.
Learn. Style.
Option.
Accept. Selected. Amped. Button. Natural. Lyric. Ump. Button. Deep. Button. Off. Button. Off. Lyric. Natural. Amped. Button. Selected. Standard. Button. Accept. Button.
Well, what if I turn
off,
style
button.
Off completely?
Selected.
What does this
play,
sound like?
And play. Button.
Okay, I am now recording this.
Close.
Ooh,
but
no,
learn
no.
more. Style.
I want.
Accept.
And
amp. Natural.
Here
button.
I just have one
selected.
Option again, like
natural.
With voice memos, the stop button.
Speech off.
I do not have a pause button.
Accept.
Yeah,
accept.
Nice.
Button.
So
accept.
I, so, I, you know, I can
selected.
Play around with
style,
how I sound
button.
Before
stop.
I finalize the
option.
Recording.
Pause. But enter full track position. Select noise reduction.
And then when I'm done.
Tone boost button. Trim button. Done button.
I just double
done.
Tap the tone done button
Dolby
on the top of the
on.
Screen. Now if I turn the Dolby on
Dolby
off.
Off. Enter full screen play button.
Okay, I'm
speech
now
off.
Recording this using Dolby On, and
here-
so you can see here how it sounds
enter
totally
Dolby
different
off.
With the Dolby On. Effect.
Dolby off.
And I can turn it
enter
back on.
Dolby
but-
off.
I do lose
Dolby off. Dolby off.
The changes I made
Dolby
in the process.
On.
Now, something else that I do want to mention that's really cool about this particular app. Again, I mentioned that it's free. And remember what I was playing with my recordings? Well, you can actually do this with any file. You can actually import any file into the app and change how it sounds. So let's say you did a recording with a completely different app and you want to you don't like how it sounded. Well, you can import it into Dolby On and make some changes. And then you can re-export the file.
Track 84. Recorded in lossless audio. More.
Let's
button.
Take a look.
Add to favorites. Back, track back.
At
button.
Our settings
back.
Here real quick.
Settings. Button. Settings. Watch. Recording tips. Watch it now. Button. Dolby On demo video.
There's demo videos.
Watch, spread the share Dolby. Rate an app store. Suggest. Audio option. Dolby sound. How can music recorded with a phone sound this good? Learn more. Countdown. Switch button. Off. Logo
you
other.
You can do a countdown if you
add
want.
Add a 3, 2, 1. Monitoring. Switch button. Off. Hear audio in headphones. Lossless audio. Record uncompressed 48 kHz. 24 bit wave files. Switch button. On. Learn more. But watermark. Switch. Add a. Screen curtain. Watch it now. Button. Recording
and
tip. Settings. Button.
It likes to give me screen curtain on.
Dolby On.
And
closing
all
Dolby On.
Jazz.
Just press record. Active.
So
actions
those
available.
Are just some
speech
of
off.
The recording apps that are out there. I'm going to briefly talk about video. You can use the camera app to record. And you just open the camera app and on the slider, you can adjust it to video and then start recording. What's nice about the video is, again, it will use your stereo mic setup, but voice memos will not. I actually did leave Apple feedback on this once that I wish their voice memos app would. But as far as I know, that fell on deaf ears. So, okay, with that, let's take any questions that you all may have.
Okay, I'm waiting.
You're waiting.
Yeah, you are so good that nobody has a question.
Ah. Oh, that's.
as soon as you say that, you know, somebody does raise their hand.
You know how it goes.
Aha, Diane H.
All right.
You may unmute. Let's see. Okay. There we go. You can unmute.
Whoops, it won't let me.
Yep.
No, it did.
Oh, hello. Are you hearing me now?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because it said it wouldn't, the host is not allowing me to unmute twice. Right?
Cindy's trying to tell you something there, Diane. No.
Yeah. My question is, well, not really. It's related to this because you were doing it today, but when you were typing in the names of the different recording apps you were going to, where did you type those?
So I use Braille Screen Input. And so one thing you can do is on the home screen with Braille Screen Input, you can put it in the mode and type in the first few letters of the app that you want on your iPhone. And it will bring up the results that match those things. Now, and then you can flick down to go through the different results if you have more than one app that begins with that combination of letters.
Oh, I see. So, but what if you don't use Braille Screen and Braille Screen Input? Then you can't do that, probably?
Nope. Good motivation to learn, though.
Yeah, and, that's for sure.
If you don't know Braille, you can at least start just by learning Braille. There's this, you know, the Braille calls on the community.
Oh, I definitely Sunday. Know Braille, yeah.
Okay. That's an incentive to learn Braille Screen Input then.
Yeah, that was really cool. So, oh yeah, I know I'm a Braille.
And that's just one of the benefits it has. Being able to type more efficiently is another one. So.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. All right. Thanks.
You are welcome.
Okay, you have three hands up.
Oh boy.
So Eric. There you go, Mr. Eric. Yeah, you. Yeah, Eric, come on. I'm doing the asking you. You should be able to unmute now. Come on, Eric. Yeah, I know you can do it.
There we are.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm glad I only had to say part of it once. You were kind of going too fast for my brain to take it all in. Is there a place where there's handouts for different applications that you ran through real fast, Herbie?
You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, you can download the recording of this if you're a Bits member and listen to it again. I'd have to really look to see if any of these apps are like listed anywhere on AppleVis. And that is a good question. I would say, like, the apps that I particularly chose, they're really straightforward and easy to use once you download them. But I'd have to look to see if, like, I don't even remember how I found the Dolby On app, honestly. Because it wasn't, I don't think it was actually through AppleVis, it was somewhere else, and this is going back several years. And voice memos, I'm sure you would be able to find a guide on with AppleVis because that is a native iPhone app. So that one definitely you would be able to find handouts for, but I'm not sure at the moment. The other apps in question, they have like built-in handouts.
Okay. All right. You always have so much interesting information.
And it wouldn't surprise me if you found, so voice memos and just press record are probably going to be the apps you're most likely to find handouts on because those are very popular apps, like especially among the blind community and whatnot.
Okay.
And Recorder HQ Pro, there's also a Recorder HQ, which is very similar. And I think it just does less stuff, but you might be able to find handouts on that too. So. All right. Well, thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
All right.
Jill, go ahead.
Hey, Herbie. My question is on the last app that you were reviewing.
Yes.
And how do you spell that? Because I was trying to find it on the App Store, and I guess I was spelling.
Okay, good question. It is Dolby On, D-O-L-B-Y space O-N.
O-M
O-N is in November.
Oh, O-N. Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if you still have trouble, then let me know, and I can always send you through community, and I can send you a link to it.
Okay.
Okay, Marty. Go ahead.
Yeah, Herbie.
Yep.
Good presentation. External microphones. So are you talking about like microphones and Bluetooth headsets, or are there actually microphones with lightning plugs on them so that you could, you know, plug them into your lightning port?
Good question. And there are both. So, like, you can use Bluetooth headsets with these voice recorder apps, and they're going to
sound... Like my AirPods?
Yep, like your AirPods, and they're going to sound like you're on Bluetooth, just saying.
Right.
But there are plenty of... There are a lot of microphones out there that use the Lightning connector, and it's going to be interesting because the iPhone 15 is supposed to be going to USB-C, and... that is probably definitely going to, I'm sure there's going to be new products coming out that's going to support the USB-C port as well. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, plus existing ones. And I used to have a pair of Sennheiser Ambio headphones. I still have them, but I don't think they make them anymore. But they could actually record in true stereo, like one went in each ear.
Okay.
Samsung,
those microphones with the lightning plugs, would they be battery operated mics, or would they
they're powered from the iPhone itself.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And I played with several. There's some that are made by Samsung, you know, there's some that are designed more for stereo. There's handheld ones that you might want to use more for like podcasting or things like that. So there is a whole range of out there mics out there. I think like the Samson QE is a popular one. Shure mic is another popular brand. I want to say that's SHUR. Somebody will correct me, I'm sure. But there's definitely a lot of them out there that use the Lightning connector.
So like if I just put in the search field on Amazon, microphones with Lightning plugs,
yep,
it would bring up like a host of them.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Herbie.
You are welcome.
Okay. Deborah, go ahead.
All right, Hi, Deborah. Herbie.
Hello.
How do you become a Bits member so you can listen to this in the cloud? And then how do you listen to it? Where do you go?
Bits-acb.org. And you can sign up through there. It's a pretty easy sign up page.
Okay.
And that's bits-acb.org.
Okay. And then you can get it off from AC from that site after you sign up?
After you sign up, there will be an archive page with all the Bits calls that we've had, and so there'll be a link for like Apple Bytes. There'll be one for like other Bits chats as well, and so like all my Apple Bytes I believe are up there, and so yeah, you can just download them all, and you know, you can do whatever you want with them, you know, play them, smash them, or whatever. No.
So
you
it
might,
was
you Bits. Might put them into Dolby On and do interesting things to them. So,
so it was bits-acb.org.
yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
You are welcome. All right.
Okay, I will let you know. It is, you have 9 minutes.
Yep.
And Gudrun, you are up.
All right.
Come on. All right, you are still muted. You know, Zoom plays funny games. Everybody else unmuted real easy.
Make sure you hit that got it button.
Yeah, make sure. That's right. And if you've missed it, try F6 or Alt-Tab back and go forward. And then that's it.
Good room.
Nah. Oh, she lowered her hand herself. So I guess she was... Okay, Herbie. She took her hand down. So go ahead and Linda. Go ahead, Linda, Ms. Yax.
So can you hear me? No. Okay.
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay. This is Gudrun. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to lower my hand. But anyway, I have tried to use voice recorder and rec up and everything to record sometimes, you know, a workout from another app. And I seem to always get everything recorded except the workout. So should I start the workout and then hit the voice memo or something? How do I make sure that I'm actually recording what I want to? So basically what I get voiceover babble, but I don't get the actual recording that I want.
Okay, Herbie, you're muted.
Oh, let's try that. No wonder people were all
there. You go.
Okay. So first of all, you could try Recorder HQ Pro, see if that makes a difference. But do you have any other iDevices, either active or non-active? Like, you know, do you have an old iPhone that still doesn't have service, but you can still connect to your Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Or an iPad? Okay, so what I would honestly do for your situation is I'd use like the old iPhone to actually do the recording, and that way it's going to pick up everything from the other phone, and you won't have any problems that way. So that's actually what I would do for best results.
I see. Okay.
Yep. Great question.
I knew you would have I know you'd help.
Yep. Well, I got advice from your smelly captain last year. You know, you submitted that for karaoke. So. All right. And if you want to know what we're talking about, well, just come to the ACB karaoke every Saturday night where you'll hear some very interesting things. So, all right. And speaking of karaoke, Linda Yax has not submitted anything for karaoke, at least in a while.
No, I don't think. But she's ready to communicate. Go ahead, Linda. Because you are unmuted. Go ahead, Linda.
Make sure you've hit the unmute button on your microphone then, because we are not hearing you.
Now can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that was the problem already. I really hate that button. I wish it was a slider switch so you could tell.
Yeah.
So I do have a question. Do you use these apps to record for karaoke?
I personally do not. I know other people do. I actually use my computer for recording. But you definitely can. You can just get like your music playing on a speaker, and then you can start the Voice Memos app or whatever and play the music and, you know, like sing into your phone. I would do some demos first to make sure you're happy with the volume level of your voice in ratio to the music.
And, okay,
yep.
But you're a Mac user, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm a Windows user, so you might not know how to do it on my Windows computer, how to record.
Nah, there's ways to do it.
I'm sure there is.
It's definitely possible. One of the easiest ways is if you have like the P4. But getting a recording program like Goldwave, where you can do like multi-track, that'd be another way. But it is a little bit, I honestly don't know what the best program to use on Windows is, but they definitely exist. I want to be clear, it's not that it's impossible.
Right, I'm sure they exist. Okay, well, that's what I needed. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Mr. Allen, that's it. You have 4 minutes.
Well, thank you, Ms. LeBon. And by the way, guys, if you want to hear more of Cindy and less of me, come to the cooking call next Tuesday, where she's going to be talking to us about popcorn. And that's going to be at 9 a.m. Central, 10 Eastern. And that's on the ACB community. I do not know what the schedule entails, because I don't know if convention is going to interfere with next month's call or not. So just stay glued to your email list, as we'll all find out together. My plan, When we do have our next call, I'm going to decide between one or two things. If I have enough content, what I think I'm going to talk about is the latest goings on with Apple, and because they will have had their event on like June 6th. So I'm thinking I'll have enough things to talk about for an hour and explain all that to you. So that is my current plan. If somehow they don't release anything major, which I'm sure they will, then that will go on to the next big project that I have, which is a brand new app for Mastodon that has really taken the blind community by storm, and called Mona, which is M-O-N-A, and we'll talk about that in conjunction with Mastodon, and that is kind of becoming the alternative to Twitter, and it's become the replacement for a lot of people, and we'll talk about that. So that is what I have in store for you all for the next couple of months. Like I said, I don't know if we'll be on in June or July next. So stay tuned and we'll all find out together. All right. Ooh. On that note, thank you guys. Remember, you can always reach out to me through the Bits List if you have any iPhone requests that you like, things you'd like me to demo, or reach out to me through community@acb.org. And on that note, Cindy, you may end the room.
Okay, thank you, Herbie, and I will take us out now. Everybody's leaving anyway. Okay, thank you.